Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of sharp marketing insights and industry news. I'm glad you're joining me today, because we've got a fascinating mix of stories, from bold leadership moves in women's sports media, to major data partnerships between streaming giants, and even a look at how news networks are jockeying for audience attention. Let's dive right in. First up, let's talk about the impressive transformation at ION, as reported by Adweek. Keisha Taylor Starr, who wears the hats of EVP, CMO, and General Manager at Scripps Networks, has pulled off what many thought impossible, turning ION into a women's sports powerhouse in just 24 months. Her approach, strategic repositioning and a relentless focus on underserved audiences. Instead of competing on content volume, Keisha's mantra is connection, anchoring programming around universal connectors like local news and live sports. She made early bets on women's sports, launching dedicated WNBA broadcasts on Friday nights and NWSL games on Saturdays, long before competitors caught on. The result, 7 WNBA broadcasts averaging over 1 million viewers and ION being crowned Google TV's most watched free live channel in 2024. Keisha also redefined what counts as sport, adding cheerleading, women's college basketball, and more to the lineup, capturing millions of passionate fans who were previously overlooked. Her leadership highlights a key lesson for marketers: creative ambition must be matched by financial rigor, and real growth happens when you link every marketing investment to tangible business outcomes. For anyone in media or entertainment, Keisha's playbook is a masterclass in inclusive, values-driven brand building. Switching gears to the world of streaming and data, Adweek also reports a major development. Amazon's shopping data is coming to Netflix's UK ad inventory starting May 18th. What does this mean for marketers? For the first time, ad buyers in the UK and EMEA will be able to layer Amazon's rich shopping data onto Netflix's ad inventory through the Amazon DSP. This integration opens up powerful new targeting capabilities, letting brands match their ads to actual shopping behaviors on one of the world's most popular streaming platforms. It's a significant move that could reshape how advertisers approach connected TV in Europe, making campaigns more efficient and measurable. The partnership signals a new era of collaboration and competition, as streaming giants and retail media networks blur the lines between content, commerce, and data. Over in the agency world, there's big news from WPP, as detailed in another Adweek exclusive. Shareholders have approved a potential pay package for new CEO Cindy Rose that could reach up to $14.8 million a year, and possibly $19.3 million if she manages to boost the company's share price by 50%. Rose's base salary is set at $1.7 million, but with both short and long-term bonuses, her total compensation could soar well above what her predecessor, Mark Read, was eligible for. The vote, which took place at WPP's annual general meeting in London, saw 75% of shareholders backing the new executive pay structure. The move underscores both the high expectations for Rose's leadership and the growing scrutiny on executive compensation in the agency world. Let's move to the latest in TV news ratings, courtesy of Adweek's TV newser. The week of April 27th was a strong one for NBC Nightly News with Tom Lamers and CBS Evening News with Tony Dokupol, both of which posted gains in total viewers and the coveted adults 25-54 demo. NBC Nightly News, in particular, closed the gap with ABC World News Tonight, with just 76,000 viewers separating the two in the A25-54 category. According to Nielsen's latest data, ABC World News Tonight still leads with 8.3 million total viewers, but was down 3% from the previous week. NBC Nightly News grew by 1% in total viewers and a robust 12% in the demo, while CBS Evening News was up 2% in viewers and 16% in the demo. Year over year, all three networks posted gains, with NBC and CBS both rising 6% in total viewers and seeing double-digit growth in the demo. It's a reminder that, even in a fractured media landscape, the battle for evening news dominance is far from over. Finally, Let's wrap up with a look at a whirlwind of updates from Fox News and NBC, again via Adweek's TV Newser. Fox News is rolling out a new promo campaign to celebrate America's 250th birthday, featuring tributes to the nation's defining moments and stories of bravery, invention, and perseverance. The campaign is fronted by big names like Sean Hannity, Jesse Watters, and Laura Ingraham, with segments like Brett Baier revisiting the heroism of D-Day and Martha McCallum exploring the origins of the Star-Spangled Banner. Fox Business is also honoring small businesses with a contest, awarding $25,000 each to Kentucky's Four Branches Bourbon, Ohio's Maryland's Candy Wall, and North Carolina's TGU Home Solutions, with winners featured on Fox Nation. On the talent front, NBC News has promoted Garrett Haake to chief White House correspondent, recognizing his deep sourcing and authoritative reporting. And in the podcast space, NBC's Daily Show, Here's the Scoop, is expanding to weekends, with senior legal correspondent Laura Jarrett hosting a four-part series on landmark Supreme Court victories and their consequences. It's a busy, dynamic time for both networks as they look to deepen engagement and broaden their reach. That's all for today's brief. Whether it's bold leadership in women's sports, the fusion of shopping data and streaming, or the evolving power plays in news and agency worlds, one thing is clear: the pace of change in marketing and media never slows down. Thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more stories shaping the industry.